Lankinaw Hospital sits at the intersection of two extremes. It is technically in Montgomery County, which has one of the highest health rankings in Pennsylvania, but right across the street is Philadelphia County, which has the lowest. To bridge that gap, the hospital decided it needed to make some changes. WHYY's Dana Bate reports one of those changes meant taking a closer look at their built environment.
6 years ago, Lankinaw Administrator Chinwe Onekuri realized the hospital was sitting on a gold mine.
We have 93 acres of land. It's an amazing asset that we have.
She proposed a kind of radical idea. Why not use some of that land to build a farm?
How can we bring hyper-local food, organic, fresh, healthy food, match that with nutrition education?
Many of the hospital's patients suffer from chronic conditions like diabetes and heart disease, and those are often directly correlated with nutrition. Onekuri also saw the issue of food insecurity coming up again and again. For her, a farm was the answer.
Thinking differently about how we address the social needs of our patients as we're also addressing their medical needs.
The Deaver Wellness Farm was born, an idyllic half-acre pasture of raised beds right across from the hospital's ER.
We have our first set of potatoes from storage, so these are red-skinned, these are dark red Norlands.
That's Jen Malcoon, who runs the day-to-day operations on the farm through Greener Partners, the nonprofit that collaborated with the hospital on the project. For three seasons now, Malcoon has grown everything from juicy tomatoes to fat bunches of collard greens and bright orange carrots. She harvests about 100 pounds of fresh produce a week and distributes those vegetables to patients free of charge.
Hyper convenient, hyper local, and free. You can't really beat that.
On Mondays, she loads up the truck and hauls it up to the main hospital, where she divides the spoils between a primary care and an OBGYN practice. All in, she's harvested a little over 11,000 pounds of produce in the past 3 years. Once she hands off the harvest, two medical educators take over, wheeling a cart into the waiting room.
I am Maureen, and this is Flo.
For a special Monday pop-up nutrition lesson.
Half of what you eat in a day should be fruits and vegetables.
They use the farm's produce as props, but they also give tips on how to cook it and let people choose what they want to take home.
So how about if we make you a bag?
Onekuri says the idea is to make even the time in the waiting room count.
And so from the time the patient walks into the door to the time that they leave, it's all focused on their health.
That all sounds great, but we wanted to talk to an outsider to get a reality check. Is giving out fresh produce going to move the needle when it comes to improving health? Drexel professor Alex Ortega says, not really.
You don't just give people fruits and vegetables and expect them to start eating them, and all of a sudden that's going to be transformative. You have to understand what are the barriers to continuous healthy eating for these patients. And it's most of the time you'll find it's not just financial.
He says that doesn't mean programs like Lankinaw's aren't worth doing, but it's important to understand the bigger challenges patients face. Sometimes they don't have regular access to fresh produce. And sometimes even if they do, they choose not to buy it because they'd rather buy what they're used to. There are also often other challenges. Some patients work multiple jobs and don't have time to shop or cook. Others may not have a car or a way of getting to the grocery store. Onekuri says Lankinaw is trying to address some of those barriers, using the farm as a springboard. The hospital just wrapped up a pilot program where medical students delivered food from the farm to patients' homes.
We want to check in, see if there are any other needs that they might have through the social needs assessment with our medical student advocate, and then try to work on addressing those needs.
Not everyone gets that treatment. The pilot was for patients who had used the emergency room 11 or more times in the last year. The hospital is now looking for ways to expand the project through partnerships with outside organizations. In the meantime, the farm provides a quiet respite from the often stressful pace of the hospital.
The idea that I can wake up in the morning, go see Jen, then pick up, you know, pluck a carrot from the ground, and it's just amazing, and then see her bring, you know, thousands of pounds of produce to our patients, it's really exciting.
Dana Bate, WHYY News.